Best 5 minute wine podcast.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here, Sour.
Forrest, it's my pleasure. Let's get into the grape stuff.
Today, we're talking about pairing wine with meals. Any tips for our listeners?
Absolutely. There are no more strict rules. So enjoy your favorite food with any wine you like. But here are four guidelines to make both the wine and food taste even better.
Great. What's the first guideline?
Find the sweet spot. Dessert wine should be sweeter than the dessert. Otherwise, the wine will taste sour. So, if you're having chocolate cake, go for a nice sweet port.
Makes sense. What's next?
Opposites attract. Pair a crisp Riesling with spicy Thai dishes or champagne with French fries. The contrast can be delightful.
I love that idea. What's the third guideline?
What grows together goes together. Foods and wines from the same region often taste great together. Think goat cheese and Sancerre or lamb and Pinot Noir.
Oh, you're doing great, Sour Grapes. And our last tip?
Like goes with like. Match the intensity of the wine with the dish. Chardonnay with buttery pasta sauce, or a bold Cabernet Sauvignon with a juicy steak. They complement each other perfectly.
Fantastic tips, Sour. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us.
Forrest, here's a little joke for you. Why did the sommelier bring a bottle of Chardonnay to the seafood restaurant?
Oh, you got me. I don't know why.
Because he heard it was Shrimply the best match. This is Sour Grapes. Pouring grumpy wisdom one vintage at a time.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.